Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. What's new at the Mormon Channel today? We have a new episode of Gospel Solutions for Families that's going to air tomorrow. This episode is part two of Fostering Reverence in Family Living, and it talks about the ways we can be more reverent in our homes, in meetings, and in our personal lives. In this episode, Brother Matthew O. Richardson, the second counselor in the Sunday School General Presidency, talks with Carol M. Stevens, the first counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency, and Cheryl A. Esplin, who is the second counselor in the Primary General Presidency. And this episode will premiere tomorrow, Saturday, at noon. We also have a new episode of Enduring It Well that's going to premiere on Monday. And I know that's a couple days away, but I wanted to tell you about it today so that if you listen a little bit later to the show on Monday, you won't miss it. So it's going to premiere Monday at 1 p.m. and it's called Cancer Selflessly Endured, and it's part two. And in this episode, a grieving family looks to the atonement to help them through the death of their teenage son. So be sure to check out that latest episode of Enduring It Well. We hope you enjoy these latest two new episodes. Today we wanted to talk a little bit about obedience. And sometimes when you think of the word obedience, this red flag comes on. You think, oh no, I have to obey some sort of rule or something. But we wanted to kind of paint this in a little bit different picture using this analogy. Imagine two tennis rackets. And these aren't the modern day tennis rackets, but this is dating back a few years to when they were the wooden tennis rackets. So imagine that one tennis racket has been left out in the weather, exposed to all sorts of conditions. It hasn't been cared for very well. And as a result, it's kind of bent. It's a little bit rained on. The elements have worn it down. A couple of the strings are pulled out. This tennis racket has been exposed to whatever conditions it finds itself in. Now imagine another tennis racket that has those wooden frames that they used to put on tennis rackets with the screws that keep it tight, keeps it firmly in place. This tennis racket looks like it's been really restricted. And in a sense, it has been restricted. But which racket would you want to use in a tennis match? You'd want to use the one that had been restricted. And that kind of relates to us, where sometimes the commandments that God gives us might seem to be restricting to us, but in reality, they really set us free. So today, we wanted to share with you a story from President Thomas S. Monson, who is the prophet of the church, and it's from a talk he gave in General Conference, April 2013, entitled, Obedience Brings Blessings. Here's the story in his own words.
Obedience is a hallmark of prophets. It has provided strength and knowledge to them throughout the ages. It is essential for us to realize that we as well are entitled to this source of strength and knowledge. It is readily available to each of us today as we obey God's commandments. Throughout the years, I've known countless individuals who've been particularly faithful and obedient. I've been blessed and inspired by them. May I share with you an account of two such individuals. Walter Krause was a steadfast member of the church who, with his family, lived in what became known as East Germany following the Second World War. Despite the hardships he faced because of the lack of freedom in that area of the world at the time, Brother Krause was a man who loved and served the Lord. He faithfully and conscientiously fulfilled each assignment given to him. The other man, Johann Dendorfer, a native of Hungary, was converted to the church in Germany and was baptized there in 1911 at the age of 17. Not too long afterward, he returned to Hungary. Following the Second World War, he found himself virtually a prisoner in his native land, in the city of Debrecen. Freedom had also been taken from the people of Hungary. Brother Walter Krause, who did not know Brother Dendorfer, received the assignments to be his home teacher and to visit him on a regular basis. Brother Krauser called his home teaching companion and said to him, "We've received an assignment to visit Brother Johann Dendorfer. Would you be available to go with me this week to see him and give him a gospel message?" And then he added, "Brother Dendorfer lives in Hungary." His startled companion asked, "When will we leave?" "Tomorrow," came the reply from Brother Krause. "When will we return home?" asked the companion. Brother Krause responded, "Oh, in about a week, if we get back." Close quote. Away the two home teaching companions went to visit Brother Dendorfer, traveling by train and bus from the northeastern area of Germany to Debrecen, Hungary, a substantial journey. Brother Dendorfer had not had home teachers since before the war. Now, when he saw these servants of the Lord, he was overwhelmed with gratitude that they had come. At first, he declined to shake hands with them. Rather, he went to his bedroom and took from a small cabinet a box containing his tithing that he saved for years. He presented the tithing to his home teachers and said, "Now I'm current with the Lord. Now I feel worthy to shake the hands of servants of the Lord." Brother Krause told me later that he'd been touched beyond words to think that this faithful brother, who had no contact with the church for many years, had obediently and consistently taken from his meager earnings 10% with which to pay his tithing. He'd saved it, not knowing when or if he might have the privilege of paying it. Brother Walter Krause passed away 9 years ago. At the age of 94, he served faithfully and obediently throughout his life and was an inspiration to me and to all who knew him. When asked to fill assignments, he never questioned, he never murmured, and he never made excuses. My brothers and sisters, the great test of this life is obedience.
That's a great story. And did you notice the last line that President Monson said in that clip that we just played? He said, "The great test of this life is obedience." Hopefully, when we think of obedience to God's commandments, we can remember this analogy of the tennis rackets and remember that obedience is something that sets us free, and it comes from a God who loves us and only wants the best for us. That's the message we'd like to share with you today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled "Homeward Bound," and it's featuring Josh Wright. Thanks again for being with us, and have a great day.